Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
All right, as I share this reflection, I'm not even sure how much a reflection it is because I'm finding myself caught in this reality more of a reflection. And so I think I'm reflecting today on a reality in my life. Today's gospel passage has a common saying that I've heard as I've worked in ministry for many, many years. Jesus says, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, in his own house. So I've worked for the church for many, many years, and one of the things that I've done most is offered counsel and direction to young people, high school, junior high students, and especially young adults. My office has become a place where people come in and they'll share a little bit about what God has been doing in their life and where some of their questions or anxieties are. And I'm very good at listening, and I'm very good at praying while they talk, and I do my best to respond with great humility and with all humility. I hope I would say that God has just blessed me, firstly, with the opportunity to hear so many people share what God has been doing in their life, but just to be able to help them see some things that I see as they share. So, but every time I read this passage, the thing that strikes me is I am so good at this at work and in my ministry. I'm so good at like being creative at work, and I have all these different ideas. And the thing that I've been struck by in the last year or so, though, is it's so different at home. It's different to do these things with my own spouse. It's different to be this helpful or to contribute in this way with my own children, but also with my own family, with my siblings, my mom and my dad. I'm very, very like confident in my gifts at work and in the ministry that I do, but I lack that confidence when I strive to present those gifts and things to my family. Now, I know it's different. I know that when I have a relationship with my wife, it's not the same, of course, as those that I meet with. And I know that my kids are not people that I'm simply like ministering to. I need to be their dad. And so I know that it's different, and I know it's a different skill set, but I find myself paralyzed and just frustrated sometimes that it's harder, and I'm not received in the same way. And I mean that not from an unhealthy like stance of I receive a lot at work and I'm not appreciated at home. I don't mean it like that at all. I just find it to be such a struggle. So, and I'll go back again to my mom and her passing over this last couple weeks. I've really been thinking about that. It's like, where is my boldness in and bringing Jesus. And I've had really profound, profound experience with my mom in the 2 years that she came and lived close. And I got to spend a lot of car time with her. And I was, of course, with her as she was in hospice and things like that. And we've had many incredible conversations. Never the way that I do it at work, though. And it never came up the way that it happened at work. And so I move today as I read the scripture passages, because we have in our second reading from Corinthians, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." The response, our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. And in the first reading from Ezekiel, we have this, the Lord sending the Spirit into me and being sent to live and to be with. And as I mentioned, then this, I don't know how much of reflection this is when I'm still kind of wrestling with these things, but I move today to trust God more by his grace, that he is indeed present in my relationships with my wife, with my family, with my siblings, my parents. That just because there might not be as much activity or movement on the outside, on the exterior, I move today to believe that God is with me, that the Spirit that I am so alive with in other ways is true and with me in these situations as well. And I don't have any agenda with my family in that regard, except to simply love. But I get discouraged because it's different with them. It's not received in the same way in my home as it is with work. But I move today to believe that God is working. And I pray for an openness, that I would be bold, that I would respond in the ways that God calls me to. And I pray that I have. And I pray especially that I can trust him in those relationships and in those realities. Because as the gospel tells us today, it's different in our native land. It's different in our homes. So in one quick note and plug on this Independence Day, as a veteran in the Army, spending a year overseas, I think this is true also in respect and in the way that our country serves and respects itself and those within it. Today, I'm grateful for those that have made attempts and have served and given of themselves for the sake of their native lands. And I pray that we would be a country that would be so grateful and receptive for that. Let us pray. God, help us to have a great humility as we strive to be your sons and daughters in our native place, with our family and in our homes. Give us a great humility that relies more fully on your grace, less on our own giftedness, more on your wisdom and your understanding of the realities than our own. And Lord, each day help us to entrust those in our homes, those in our native place to you, that we might get out of the way and that people would see you when they look at us. I ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.